Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ted Fishman, author of China Inc., still one of my favorite books, author of the groundbreaking Shock of Gray about the aging of the world, from sea to shining sea, seas all over the world. It's so important, folks. It's been picked up and re-released on the other side of the planet. That's how enduring the wisdom of Ted Fishman is. Ted, thanks again for being here. We love having you on the show. You're a very important part of our world.
Well, I love being on the show, and I love your whole project, Jim, really.
So let's talk about, I want to remind people, I think sometimes, Ted, people don't realize how China stole our intellectual property. And, of course, we know that they literally came in over here and, you know, with armed guards, so to speak, with digital armed guards, our digital warriors, and stole and broke in and knocked down the walls and stole our stuff digitally. They literally came on our shores, folks, and got our stuff. That's one thing. But the other thing that happened was they stole our intellectual property because they negotiated a deal that we agreed to in the form of how companies would do business in China, right, Ted? Tell us how that works.
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive effort to steal the riches of the knowledge economies and bring them back to China and have China move to the top of all of these important IT industries. Mm-hmm. So in strategic industries in China, where China wants the tech, needs the tech, they insist on joint ventures where American companies can do business if they're a minority partner in a joint venture, usually with a Chinese state-owned firm, and are compelled to transfer key technologies into the partnership, in essence creating a future competitor for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, all the world's mainline automobile manufacturers have a Chinese state-owned enterprise as their partner. And they might be a partner with Volkswagen, Toyota, and an American manufacturer at the same time. So the Chinese get the best technology from the national champions of three other countries, and then eventually can produce their own car.
But they require those companies. Correct me if I'm wrong here. They require those companies, if they're going to do business in China, to form an in-country entity that the incoming company, GM or whoever, owns 49% of, and this Chinese entity folks own 51%. But when we show up with our to do business over there, we bring our IP with us, our intellectual property with us, install it in the company that we now own a minority percentage of, which is tantamount to giving them our stuff.
Yes, and this is why you need the U.S. government on the watch, because corporate executives are compensated quarter by quarter. So if they give away the jewels of the store and get a big payday, then their tenure as executives will be richly rewarded, and their heirs in that role will have to pay the consequences.
You mean like GE is now? Would GE not be a poster child for what you just said?
GE would be Exhibit A on this.
Yeah, folks, GE went from being one of the great companies of the world to now being literally delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and the shares are worth about $2, and all that's happened in the last 15 years.
You know, and we look back and we lionize the executives who grew those companies on the China trade without thinking about the damage they've done.
They basically just gave away stuff. Yeah. And you might say CEOs don't have countries, they have interests. And it's their interest.
I mean, GE actually used to say it wasn't an American company, it was a global company, and China was part of its globe.
I just
got
through
trouble. When they got in trouble, they came back and said, "We're an American company, help us."
I just got through talking about that in the last hour. I was doing I did a segment on why what's good for small business is good for the world, and it's because what you find in a small business is authenticity and values, and you don't find that in corporate America.
Yeah. So there needs to be a government role in this.
Yeah.
And one of the things I liked about Pence's speech, although he overstated some things, is he really went through comprehensively all the ways in which ideas are taken, but also the way in which political ideas are repressed outside China by the Chinese.
Folks, if you haven't heard Pence's speech, you probably missed it. You probably should go ahead and go back and listen to it again. Thank you for reminding us about that, Ted. And thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
We're glad you had a good trip and you're back home safely. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen, tedcfishman.com. Check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.